Coming up on this week's Planet Japan, we'll find out why the Japanese government has lost control of the old folks, and we'll try to decide if Al-Qaeda is believable or not. Stay tuned for episode 184, All Aboard the Choo Choo Train.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Direct from beautiful downtown Okayama City, Japan, you are once again, for no apparent reason, listening to Planet Japan. Get ready to join Doug and Jen as they take you on an unpredictable journey through the wacky and wonderful world they call home. And now, here's Doug and Jen.
So, Jen, welcome once again to a hot and muggy Planet Japan studio.
No kidding.
Got the senpuki cranked up.
We do.
So that we won't expire.
So we become mummified.
Exactly.
Mummies. Mummies in this episode.
Now, apparently, summer goes on for quite some while.
Sure.
Yeah. I thought it was more of a 2 or 3 week thing, but apparently it goes on much longer than
that. Yeah, at least 2 months.
Yeah.
Although it will get cooler in September. But
well, that's what they say, and then it never does.
It does.
It doesn't.
It does.
I don't think so.
It does. It does out there. It does.
Why am I sweltering at the end of September then? Every year, I'm sweltering.
I don't know. I'm never as hot in September.
And if you've ever sweltered, you know how uncomfortable that can be.
Yeah. Well, not to say that it's not hot. It's just not as hot as August.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's true. And then in October, that's when the blizzards come to Okayama City.
Yeah, exactly.
We get hit with those massive snowstorms out of the Rocky Mountains. They come across the ocean, and it's quite amazing, really. Hey, we got fun stuff today.
We do.
As opposed to all our other shows, where we were generally pretty serious about things. This time, we're just going to be more kind of light-hearted.
Yeah, we're just going to be silly.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, silliness.
Silly. It is the silly season.
Yeah, maybe.
As they say, in politics.
Silly season. Yeah. Well, we just had Ox Day. That's a pretty silly holiday.
That's a silly, exactly.
It's a silly name for holiday, too.
Exactly.
Because you eat eel on that day.
Well, that makes perfect sense, then.
Sure, on Ox Day.
Ox Day.
Eating eels.
I didn't even get you a present. I'm sorry about that. So, welcome everyone to Planet Japan. This is episode 184. I'm Doug DeLong.
And I'm Jennifer Etta.
Hey, we got some fun email, including our very first audio tweet.
An audio tweet. I've never heard one before. And interesting. Yeah.
In which you can actually project your voice through cyberspace.
Right, on the internet.
To project some kind of a message,
you will.
Our audio tweet came from none other than Tokyo Dan. So named because his name is Dan and he's from Tokyo.
He's from Tokyo, yeah.
Just like Tokyo Billy.
Right.
Except his name is Dan.
That's right. Okay, I see.
But he's still from Tokyo.
Right, so hence the Tokyo in his name.
Yeah.
Ah, got it.
I wonder if Tokyo Dan knows Tokyo Billy.
I don't know.
I'm going to start calling myself Okayama Doug.
Okay.
Doesn't really have the ring.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Because Tokyo's only 2 syllables. Okayama is 4. That's a mouthful.
It is.
Called Oki. Maybe we can be Okies.
I'm an Oki from Muskogee.
Yeah, I'm Oki Jan. I could be Okieda.
Okieda. That kind of
rolls off down there.
There you go. Anyway, Tokyo Dan called and said he's really annoyed by people who mispronounce Japanese words.
Right.
Which is pretty much every American.
Every foreigner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not karaoke. It's
karaoke.
Karaoke.
Okay, everybody, repeat. Ka-la-o-ke.
Stop saying karaoke.
Yeah, it's not karaoke.
It's definitely not karaoke.
Definitely not. And it's not sake either. It's sake.
Sake.
Yeah, it's the drink.
And it's not Harry Carey.
It's harakiri.
Harakiri. Come on, people. Get it straight.
Really?
How hard is it, really?
I know. I have to teach English pronunciation to Japanese students. You guys can pick it up a little bit with the Japanese pronunciation.
That's right.
Come on.
And Tokyo Dan is annoyed.
I know.
As are we.
I'm not
we
so are, annoyed.
We share his annoyment.
I'm so annoyed with
annoyment. Annoyance.
Annoyment.
I'm being like Sarah Palin and making up words now.
Oh, dear. Yeah, we can't do that.
No. Can't be like Sarah Palin. There's only one Sarah Palin.
I know.
Oh, heartbreaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Bristol and the daughter. Bristol. Bristol is the daughter.
Bristol's the daughter.
Bristol's the daughter, the slut. if you will.
Let's not go there. Why are we talking about the story? Because this is lame. This is lame.
And her boyfriend, on again, off again boyfriend.
Right. Named after jeans.
Gone.
Yeah. Again.
Named after jeans, yeah.
But, like...
They broke up.
So, they broke
apparently
up.
Apparently, he either did or did not get another girl pregnant.
I don't care. I don't care about these people.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah, I'm sure it is for them. Yeah. And, you know...
And I'm heartsick by the whole thing.
I've got my own drama here to deal with. I don't need anybody else's craziness. Seriously.
They just don't do melodrama quite like they do it in Wasilla. Yeah.
I guess not.
Somebody, I'm sure, is thinking some kind of soap opera set in Wasilla would be the obvious thing.
Maybe.
Sarah Palin can go back to being mayor. Now, that would be a fun soap opera.
Didn't they have that Northern Exposure? That was
kind of like that. There you go.
Yeah. They already had that.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was. It was quite entertaining. Yeah. They had lesbians on it.
Oh, I like lesbians. They're my favorite.
Okay.
Anyway, he also says he thinks it would be a good idea to link our music that we end the show with to that artist's website instead of sending them to Music Alley, which I think is a perfectly fine idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
And I think I will actually do that.
Really?
From now on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for that suggestion.
Exactly.
Nice job.
We also, speaking of the music, we got a nice email from the singer, Chris Jurgensen,
right.
who I guess lives in Tokyo.
Yeah, sometimes. I think part of the time, right?
But he's not really what you would call Japanese.
Well, his name sort of a little bit gives it away, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Jurgensen.
Chris, exactly.
He's a fine singer, though, and if you're in the Tokyo area, you should search him out.
Right.
Yeah, he's, look him up. Google him, if you will.
There you go, Google.
Yeah, Chris Jurgensen. Thank you for the email. A very nice email.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. Well, we had a lovely pasta dinner the other day with an avid listener, Corey.
An American, yeah.
Yeah, came all the way to Japan, which he has done previously several times.
Several times, like a million times in this past year.
Him and his friend Kazuya got on the train and came all the way to Okayama from Nagoya.
I know.
Just to meet us. The lovely Jen and the even lovelier Douglas.
I know.
It's amazing.
That is actually quite amazing.
Who knew we had attained that level of stardom?
Really, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you had a good time. We went to a stand-up bar.
Where we stood up.
Yes, there's no
chairs. And I got stood up by my date. It was shocking, really. That's why it's called the stand-up bar.
No, it's not called...
Because people stand you up.
No, that's not true.
It is
true.
Every time I go to the stand-up bar, I get stood up. It's annoying.
That's
not as annoying as Americans who mispronounce Japanese words, but annoying nonetheless.
No, it's not. They're just bars that are near the station, so you just drink a quick beer.
They're too cheap to put in a couple chairs.
Snacks. Well, more people can stand in there than sit. Yeah.
It was a very tiny place.
Yeah, it was small.
My closet was bigger than that little bar.
I know, but it's part of the charm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't all that charmed, I'm sorry.
Really?
The drinks were good. Mm. And the woman who was serving us drinks was quite lovely.
She's a cutie, isn't she?
Yeah. So, we would encourage any of our listeners, and we've had several listeners come to Okayama and meet us.
Mm.
Now, the bad news is they've all been men. I'm appealing to the women, really,
right,
to come and visit Okayama.
Okay.
Yeah, and I will show them a hootin' good time.
A hoot
and a holler.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
like
we don't have Hooters here in Japan.
No Hooters.
Well, we have Hooters. We don't have the restaurant, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have lots of Hooters.
Sure.
Everywhere you look, Hooters.
What are you talking about?
Oh, who knows?
Okay. Give us a holler if you're in Japan, if you're in the Hiroshima area.
Yeah,
or
it's fun to meet our listeners.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. We enjoy it. We don't get out much, so it's fun.
Yeah, we really don't have much of a life at all.
Not much, seriously. Seriously. I don't live in town. I live in the country. And
you live way out there.
Yeah, I live in the country. I live with the peaches.
Oh, yeah, the peaches. And peach country.
Yeah, peach country.
But Okayama peaches, seriously, they are the best in the world.
They're pretty dang good.
They're juicy.
Yeah, they're really good.
With a capital J.
They're good, but they're also like $1 million.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Uh-huh. Seriously, they're expensive. But, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, bad news.
Oh.
There was an oil tanker, a Japanese oil tanker, maybe you saw in the news so recently, that sustained some sort of damage.
Mm.
And everybody's like, huh? What? What happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows for sure.
Was it a terrorist attack?
Or
did they just slam into some submarine or an earthquake?
Could have been an earthquake.
Or was it Satan?
Ooh, there's an idea.
It could have been, it could easily have been Satan. Yeah.
You're right.
But today, Al-Qaeda says, no, it wasn't Satan, it was us.
Right, Al-Qaeda is taken.
Although Al-Qaeda and Satan, a lot of people get them mixed up.
Yeah, especially Americans.
Yeah. So, but nobody really knows if they're telling the truth. I mean, it wouldn't be really probably too surprising to find out that Al-Qaeda was less than truthful on occasion. I'm just saying.
True enough.
They don't have a good reputation for, you know, truth-telling, if you will.
True enough. Yeah, and there hasn't been that much in the news about it, so I think that they're maybe
like
waiting.
They don't want to talk about it.
Some kind of official word. They're not sure.
Okay, but it wasn't me. If anybody was thinking I was responsible, I had nothing to do. I have an alibi.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I was nowhere near that super tanker. Okay.
Right.
I just want to get that on the record.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one problem.
Yeah.
That's one problem, but a much bigger problem has been happening in the last few days here in Japan. And that is that apparently, as you know, in Japan, people live to be like 1,000.
Exactly. We've got some of the oldest living people in the world
right
here in Japan.
We are proud of our centenarians.
Yes, we have quite a few.
Yeah. And it's people always say it's because of the Japanese diet, for the most part.
That's right.
That accounts for this longevity.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Now, apparently, that reputation, though, is somewhat at risk.
Yeah,
because
might be tarnished.
A lot of these old, really, really old people are like disappearing. Not dying, but just nobody knows where they are.
In this case, the government has sort of messed up, in a sense. They just haven't been keeping track like they should of these people.
Yeah, occasionally they'll call their families.
Yeah, and the families say, they're around,
no problem, everything's fine.
Keep sending that money,
because
they get a pension. The Japanese pension, especially for the older people, is quite good. Yeah, so no, they're still around. They can't come to the phone right now, but...
not feeling really well.
Yeah.
You know, they're old and everything.
Yeah, there was a case in Tokyo of the oldest living man and the
oldest living man
in Tokyo. In Tokyo, yeah. Not the oldest living man.
110.
Yeah, 110 or so. And, the local government ward wanted to, you know, say hey, you know, congratulate him and maybe give him a little plaque or something.
A little plaque.
As you do, you know, the oldest living man in Tokyo. Tokyo's a big city, yo.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they said, no, he's not feeling very well. Please go away. And they went over there a couple times and were forced away by the family. And finally, they kind of said, hey, you know.
What the heck is going on?
That's a little bit fishy. So then they got the police, and the police went in there. On his birthday, actually.
Oh, on his birthday. Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, wanted to say happy birthday from the police. And,
sure.
Yeah, well, you know, he was there all right.
He was there, yeah.
But
they found him.
They found him, but he was like a mummy.
Oh.
Seriously.
A mummy?
A mummy. He had been, he's dead for 30 years. He'd been there for 30 years.
In the house?
In the house. He had died 30 years ago.
For 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he probably wasn't that much fun then.
Well, yeah, can you imagine, like, you know, the amount of Febreze you'd have to buy? I mean, seriously, especially in the summertime? I don't know, but in your house, you have a dead man in your house for like 30 years.
Yeah, so he's been in there and they've been collecting his money.
Creepy.
And,
yes, that's right.
That's smacks of fraud to me.
Sure does, especially that's not boding well for... No. For Japan. Japan's government's got lots of problems.
And apparently they're now digging more and finding out that there may be a bigger problem.
Yeah. They started to start calling these people and, you know, trying to figure out, like, where these people are. Because, you know, you get to be 110, 112 years old, you know, you just might be dead.
Exactly.
You know, people
aren't verifying the fact that they're still alive or not. They're just going on the word of the families.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. They're not actually talking to these people face-to-face.
Exactly.
They're relying on the families. So they've been going around trying to find these people, and sure enough, there are a few more, about at least 10 or so that I saw in the news yesterday, so far, missing.
Yeah.
You know, and they're talking to their daughters and sons who are also, like, old. You know, they're in their late 70s and stuff.
Right.
And I haven't seen Mom in 10 years. You're like, wow.
Well, I'm sure she's fine.
Yeah, I know. You know, in the States, you know, people would just assume that you died at some point.
And then there was the woman who kept paying her mother's health insurance.
Yeah, she kept...
Just assume she was still... Let's see, if she was alive, she'd be 110, but I'm still going to go ahead and pay her health premiums.
Well, you know, if she was still alive, I'm sure, that, you know, she would need some health insurance.
Yeah.
No, seriously. 110, yeah.
So the bottom line is, after all the investigation was completed, they found out that now officially the oldest living person in Japan is only 59. That's the bottom line. Quite shocking, really.
No.
And the whole Japanese diet now will have to be looked at again to find out why it's killing so many people.
No, that's not true. It's not true. But, yeah, the government does need to sort of check up on this sort of waste of money here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, let's go knock on a couple doors, open the door, just make sure that person's in there. Just,
hey,
still breathing.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, okay. Well, good luck to all our
to centurions.
Aging centurions,
yeah,
if they're still there.
You might want to give a call to the government.
Yeah, let them know you're still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Do them a favor.
Exactly. Are you ready for Dick of the Week?
Oh, are we?
What we've done here this time is combine the Dick of the Week with our religion corner.
That's convenient.
Apparently down in Gainesville, Florida, there's a church called the Dove World Outreach Center.
Right.
Dove, like in peace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The bird of peace.
Exactly.
Why dove?
And to show their peaceful intentions, they have declared a Burn the Koran Day on September 11th.
Oh, God.
Does that date ring a bell with
you? Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to prove to people that... That Islam is a religion of violence by violently burning their holy book.
Yeah, that's going to
and probably starting World War III in the process.
Seriously, though, I mean, dove indeed.
Now, a lot of people who are apparently more on the sane side of the equation are urging the Dr. Terry Jones, the head of this place, not the guy from Monty Python.
No, not him.
I thought maybe it was, and that the whole thing was just kind of like they were being punked.
Yeah, kind of.
But apparently
joke,
not.
But no.
No. It's a different Terry Jones. But yeah, so Dr. Terry Jones insists that they're going to go ahead with it. Now, here's what other people are saying.
Huh.
Here's what some other people are saying about this idea. For example, a Mr. Carl Moeller runs an organization called Open Doors USA. He is outraged and says what Terry Jones plans to do is indeed the opposite of what Christians are called to do.
Right.
He says it truly flies in the face of Jesus' command to love your enemies.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have more than hatred toward Islam and Muslims requires us to reach out in love to them.
Ooh.
There you go. Love will keep us together.
Exactly.
Yeah. Love is really all you need. And yeah, she loves you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so well, that guy makes more sense than the guy that wants to burn the Koran.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Another pastor Joel Hunter, he says, love is the water that will eventually quench the destruction.
Nice.
Can't we just all get along?
I know, that's so nice.
In the words of Rodney King, one of our great philosophers. Really, seriously. Can't we all just get along?
Exactly.
And stop burning each other's books.
Right.
You just don't burn any kind of book.
Exactly.
Books are not for burning.
Book burning is bad.
Although they are made from paper. You would think if God didn't want people to burn books, he wouldn't have made them from paper. He would have made them into electronic bits. Oh, wait. He did.
He did.
That's right.
There you go.
Anyway, yeah, he's our Dick of the Week, Dr. Terry Jones.
Congratulations.
For thinking it's a really swell idea to burn a pile of Korans on September 11th. Well, changing course a little bit, we learned recently that the government of Japan has come across a unique way to bring people together, men and women specifically, for the purpose
of
procreation.
Well, yeah, marriage first, and then procreation. There you go.
Because
yeah,
we need more babies.
Yeah, we do. We need
so the government is always looking for new ways to get more babies.
Yeah.
And now they've come up with this
ingenious idea. Ingenious, yeah. They're sponsoring sports events.
Of course they
are. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they want to... Actually, this is part of the Education, Culture, Sports, Science, and Technology Ministry.
Section. Sounds official.
It is. Section of the government, yeah?
Yeah.
So they were also looking for ways to promote sports. They wanted to make it a more sports-oriented country rather than a technological or what? I don't know. I don't know why sports would be...
Okay.
They would want a more sports-oriented society, but they do. But they thought, we'll just do both together. We'll kill two birds with one stone.
There you go. So to use an English idiom.
So they're going to sponsor various spouse hunting activities.
Spouse hunting activities. Hey, let's go spouse hunting. Grab your gun.
Well, they do have these kind of matchmaking parties called kompa.
Well, those are fun.
In Japan.
Those are the 5-on-5, right?
Well, they don't have to be that small, but yeah, they're just small get-together parties.
Yeah.
You know, young couples looking to hook up.
Right.
Yeah. So.
But now they're going to make it more official. Sporting events.
Sporting, yeah.
Specifically designed to bring men and women together.
Young men and women together.
Yeah. Now, are these sports going to be physical contact sports? Do you think that would be the most
Wrestling or something.
Wrestling would be
fine.
Would be,
no, I don't think. I think it's going to be more like, you know, volleyball.
Even Twister.
Twister. That's
Twister
a sport?
Would be good. Oh, sure.
Sure, why not?
It's an Olympic sport next time around. They've officially decided.
Yeah. I think it's more going to be like volleyball or team sports like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Badminton. And
oh, that'll
like
work,
that.
I suppose.
Yeah. Doubles tennis. I don't know. Stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but good luck to them, because it seems that the young people don't really have time for sports.
Well, they're busy.
Of course, they're busy doing too much overtime.
Yeah.
So they've done some surveys, and it turns out that people in their 20s don't really do sports. So the people who are doing sports at least once a week are like in their 50s and 60s.
That's why gateball is so popular in Japan.
Yeah. And golf and stuff like that for people who are a little bit older with more time on their hands.
Exactly.
So good luck to the sports, culture, science, technology ministry and their plans.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll work. I'm sure we'll have lots of babies before you know it.
Yeah, I know. If they're not too tired after playing volleyball all day, I don't know.
Hey, let's do a high-tech corner, shall we?
Wow.
Because if we're nothing if not high-tech around here.
I know. We're not sports-oriented yet.
Now that I got my iPad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
You're ready to go.
I am Mr. High-Tech. And in Japan, we have lots of billboards, but now we have a new kind of billboard.
Yeah, you've seen that movie Minority Report.
I have.
With the billboards that sort of talk to you
directly
to you.
Yeah.
Well, they've got something in the making here like that in Japan. It doesn't really know your name or anything like that.
But it recognizes you?
Well, no, it can recognize faces. We've had that sort of face technology that it'll take a picture of your face and it can recognize if you're a male or female.
Oh, okay.
And then they can change the content accordingly. They can also tell your age.
Okay.
Right? They had that for the
vending
cigarettes,
machines,
vending machines.
To verify your age.
Right. Yeah. So they can sort of tell whereabouts your age and your sex so they can change the content of the billboard.
Can they tell if I'm Japanese or not Japanese?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Okay.
So maybe they can change the language that the billboards are in. So
there you go. Oh, that would be interesting.
Bombarded with kanji. You could have that weird English that they have here.
Yeah,
it would be lots of fun.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's really interesting.
So they're high-tech billboards that recognize people as they go by.
Yeah.
And change their message according.
Right.
But what if you got like 100 people passing by at the same time?
Well, I think that's going to be difficult for the machine. Yeah, there's also a few concerns about the memory on it. Like people having your picture taken and having that. They say that they don't record the pictures at all.
I don't want anybody taking my picture from a billboard. That's not good.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, the companies who do this say that they're not keeping any records of any of the pictures.
Oh,
but
sure.
Yeah, I'd like to see that become a law first, you know?
Indeed.
But yeah, a few of them are already in some railway stations.
Really?
Yeah, setting up 27 of them. Stations around Japan.
Hey, finally, at last, we're going to do what everybody's been waiting for, and that is the ever popular Nihongo Agogo.
All right.
With fun ones in the sexual arena.
Sort of.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Isn't that sexual at all?
Well, what's the first one?
Okay, we're going to do, it's called Shiri ga Aoi.
Shiri ga Aoi.
Okay, Shiri means your ass.
Your ass.
Yeah, or your bottom.
Or your bottom, or your
buttocks.
Butt.
Yeah.
Or you're behind.
That's right. And aoi means blue.
That's
so it
right.
means blue ass.
You got a blue ass.
You got a blue ass.
And tell me that's not sexual.
It's not. It's not. In English, we'd say something like, oh, he's a greenhorn.
He's a greenhorn.
Yeah, meaning someone who doesn't have much experience or maybe is naive or young.
So if you have a blue ass, it's because it means you're young and inexperienced and perhaps naive.
Yes.
You're a greenhorn.
Greenhorn.
So anyway, shiri ga aoi means blue ass, and it means you're a greenhorn.
That's right. There you go.
And we do get blue and green a little mixed up in Japan.
Yeah.
Not sure why that is.
Because, actually, I think they didn't have a word for green for the longest time. Uh-huh. I think they just used the word blue.
There you go.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
It's interesting, yeah. It's like, there is actually one color that did not exist in. There's a few colors that did not exist in, like, old Japanese.
Yeah.
Like orange or something.
Really?
Yeah.
There was no orange?
They didn't have a word for it.
Oh, they had it. They just didn't have a name for it.
Yeah.
Well, so, make a name.
Well, they did.
Orange.
No. Although, actually, most Japanese say orange now for orange.
Orange, yeah. That's
but right. It's dai dai, which actually could be our onomatopoeia, but it doesn't really sound like its meaning.
No.
Dai Dai.
Instead, we have Choo Choo.
Choo Choo.
Which has nothing to do with trains at all. It sounds like it should.
No, it sounds like a kiss.
Choo
Choo. Choo Choo.
It means kiss.
Yeah, it means kiss.
And you say it instead of kissing somebody? Because honestly, I prefer the actual
thing. Well, you know how you, sometimes, in, at least in English, you sort of sign hugs and kisses, kiss. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of
so. But that's in written form. If you're speaking to somebody, might you, like, when you say goodbye, like throw them a kiss and say choo?
Yeah, exactly.
Or choo choo. Is it one choo or two choos?
Usually it's just one choo.
One choo. Choo.
Choo, yeah.
Ciao.
Something like that, yeah. Choo.
Okay, so choo or choo choo is the way you express a kiss.
Yeah, because it sounds like.
Okay, and like I said, it's today's sexual Nihongo Agogo.
I don't know where you got sex out of any of that.
Well, from the ass and the kissing and that whole thing.
That sounds more like ass kissing, doesn't it?
Brown nosing is what it sounds like.
There you go.
Yeah, a lot of colors in today's Nihongo Agogo. Okay. Yeah. Well, looking at the old clock on the wall, I noticed that we don't really have a clock on the wall, so we have no idea what time it is.
But it's probably time for me to catch a train.
Pretty sure, yeah. Pretty sure it's time to go.
I'm usually late. Getting home.
And those damn trains, they never wait for you.
No.
As much, you know, you can send them a text message, conduct, please wait for me. They never do.
No.
No, they don't care.
They are on time, I must say.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone for listening to another rambling edition of Planet Japan. I think we rambled more than usual today.
Yeah. We had lots of distractions
today. We did. Yeah. We are distracted.
A lot.
Yeah. Mm. And it's the heat.
Yeah, it's hot.
The heat contributes to the rambling, I'm pretty sure.
Could be my age.
Yeah, you are getting old.
I'm getting up there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Don't forget, you can send messages to us at planetjapan07@gmail.com. And please go to our lovely website at planetjapan.org. And there you will find all kinds of fun stuff. And we're going to end the show this time with some music by a Norwegian singer named Hilde Kleine. She's also known as Sweet Annie. And the song is called Little Boy. It's brought to you courtesy of the fine folks at MusicAlley.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
So long.
Little boy, where are you? Hiding behind a mask. Come out and play with me. To do is ask. Little boy, who are you? Scared to show your true self? Why do you keep your distance? Skittish, shy like an elf.